Hey, welcome to another exciting episode of the So Nigerian Podcast. Yes, sir. Today is just going to be you and I, you that are listening and I, because Isaac is indisposed. Sending you love to Isaac. But yes, today, since we promised you guys 56 episodes in this year, and there are 52 weeks, so we don't even know we're going to do it. But you guys should make sure you're subscribed before we get into today's gist. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you've rated this podcast 5-star on all platforms. If you've not, you're not doing well. It's not good. Please rate us and subscribe, even on YouTube as well. And tell a friend to tell a friend. It's obvious you guys have stopped telling a friend about So Nigerian Podcast. So today, tweet at us, So Nigerian, man. Tweet at Damian Rose, even. I would respond. Tweets and, bro, share your stories. One thing, once you tag us, we'll always repost. So today, we're going to be telling you guys about the last episode, mail. I'm saying we because I'm used to Isaac being here. I'm sad, but yeah. But yeah. You guys, bear with me. We talked about the male and female bestie. And you guys had a lot of additions and subtractions and minuses to add. So many people. You are having male and female besties. It's obvious. But yeah, we're going to start with Chinenye Ezema. Ah, Chinenye is... Oh, bro. Chinenye, we love you. Always the first to comment and send a... Q&A, make sure she's a notification. I don't even think she listens to the episodes. So just go and comment. Shout out to you, Chinenye. So Chinenye says, finally, you guys are back. You're always back like Baka. But yeah, you guys, moving on. Enigmatic Bombshell says, bruh, ladies who keep male besties know what they are doing. Most of them often pretend not to know the guy's intention, but on our wash. They feel they can control the friendship. You want a control man, prick? Bro, this guy, Enigmatic Bombshell, I won't say you hit the nail or the coffin or you hit the coffin or the nail, but you're absolutely right. Like, as guy man, guy to guy, everybody, you know what a guy would be thinking. You know the conversations you have. That's why your boyfriend is just looking out for you when he's asking you to stop hanging out with that, your male bestie. He knows his true intentions. That's why he's telling you. I'm joking though. Like I always say, man, it's dependent on the dynamics and the individuals and the boundaries set. So Agbo says, great episodes, guys. Arose just the cast Isaac. Arose didn't tell us Yon. And Isaac no. Agbo, no, now we did not cast Isaac. All those stories was not for Isaac. Please. It was hypothetical situations. Simply Ayo says, I feel like it all depends on how both parties can control things, Sha. It's all just responsibility and maturity. Simply Ayo, you are absolutely right. Like I always say, man, it depends on the individuals. There are people that have actually been opposite sex friends for long and nothing of that sort has crossed their path. They're like brothers and sisters. And it stays like that, you know, it stays like that forever. Just depends on the boundary set, the responsibility, the maturity, and the friendship, the individuals involved. Mark Brooklyn says, finally, welcome back. Much love. Ezekiel says, anytime I hear that introductory to you, I just do say my day is about to get better. Welcome back. And the father says, check the bestie, yo. In case it is an ex, things they occur for this life. Make I share this pod to more experienced G's. Bestie will be X. Ah, bro. I've even forgotten that pipeline. X to bestie. Bro, that's the worst because I feel like they will eventually get married. Those are the ones that eventually come together. I see X's that come together are the ones that will go from that X to bestie pipeline. You guys, before you go on, make sure you comment. Make sure you comment on the Spotify Q&A. I don't have a male best friend. So why should my boyfriend, this girl, OC says, I don't have a male bestie. So why should my boyfriend have a female bestie? Tell him, girl, tell him. Maka why? Yes, tell him. Maka why? If he has a bestie before we started dating, during the course of the relationship, Nami be the bestie, yo. Osi, Ochaya, that has to be your name. Because I know Ochaya stands to Osi. Unless your name is Ozedikos. But yeah, like, Osi, I feel you, man. I feel you. And I feel like you shouldn't get an opposite sex bestie when you're in a relationship. It can be before. But during, bro, that's your partner is your best, literally. Emisi Oluwa says, my advice to the two both of you now is don't try starving me or anybody next time. If not. And then Emisi Oluwa proceeds to say, well, Dami seems to be a very jealous boy. I'm a jealous boyfriend. Ooh. Ask all my exes, ask all my baby. I'm a jealous boyfriend. I am very, very jealous. I will lie to you. But yeah, if I like you, I'll be jealous. If I don't like you, just know that I won't be jealous. But Nat says a really good one, but bestie until your first child middle name is the bestie's name. Bro, you know one thing about this Spotify Q&A, I don't read them until when we see them on the next episode. Because bro, Nat, please, I know you are listening to this episode. I just need you to come and share your story on the Q&A. In fact, Q&A has, I think, 300. He has a limit for the keywords. So you can just tweet at us, tweet your experience. Maybe, yeah. Eh? Not. So did they use your first child middle name as bestie's name? Maybe the name is just a very popular and distinct name. Don't put me into it now. Kapu. Kap. El Usman Hawa says, I honestly believe it depends on the people involved. Some male and female besties are just that, besties. There are some that use each other to hold body till they find someone they actually like. Hawa, please, how do they hold body? These are why you're very dangerous. I just know. What's whole body? But you're right, for the first part, you know, there are obviously like exceptions of pure and strictly male and female besties. We're just besties and that's all that. I've seen like scenarios and I have seen scenarios as well. NKSA says, I'm the best friend that confirms any picture they want to send to you before you see it. But I am nice. I don't want her. We are just close with each other than anything. So be calm. I won't say anything. Hey, I'm watching this guy. NKSA, I watch you. This guy, yeah, he always wants that to confirm picture. Why are you confirming picture? So if they want to send boyfriend nudes, NKSA, they go send them to you first. I know what you are, NKSA. Don't worry, I know what you are. And I hope your female bestie boyfriend is watching, is listening right now, so he will know. He will know your true intention. Dami with Chinese, Dami Chon Chan Chun. I don't know, Shapu Chinese for the name. I think you guys are thinking too much about the sexual part. Because most times they are cheating emotionally. Because why can't you spend a day without talking to this bestie? Not always, but most times. Dami Chon Chon Chun. I see where you're coming from. Bro, emotional connection. People don't understand how dangerous emotional connection is. Because, bro, if somebody's connecting on an emotional level, is even worse than just like connecting on a friendship level, because it's just the way that they won't be able to do things. They just feel sad. They don't even have, bro, like, emotional connection is deeper than you would think. So like, I agree. That's another form of cheating, not even the sexual part. If you're way too connected emotionally to your best friend, that's a form of cheating. I categorize that as cheating. If you think otherwise, comment, send us a tweet. Or just comment. Fiwasola says, sex, they ruin too many things, especially if this is with the wrong person. Of course, like, sex actually just spoil the whole thing. Once you guys now go down, then there's, you know, the initial friendship and friendship connection just ends up being lost. Ashabi says, I have a male bestie of 10 years, my real G, until he married last year to someone else. Knowing that he shouldn't have, we're in the midst of a friendship breakup. Aww. We both know it should have been me. Ashabi, that's deep. real deep, and I hope you did not use your real name on this podcast, because I'm sorry. But yeah, I feel like Ashabi, there are some conversations you need to have, and yeah, it's just so hard at this point since he's married. But don't let me go in too deep into it. But yeah, just for privacy, well, Ashabi, I feel your pain. There needs to be part two with me, of course. We're just trying to like restructure studio. We want to have most of you guys listening. We want to, that's one of the goals we had this year in our Son and Jim personal goals. We wanted to find a way to at least one episode in a month, have a listener, bring a listener on the pod, just to foster an interactive engagement with you guys, because you guys are so amazing. Like when I see your comments, see the Q&A, I just know that like fun and funny guys are listening to Son and Jim podcast. Yes, Shemun says, no offense. This Shemun's comments, I saw it and I'm like, wow. No offense, but saying the Holy Spirit says something to you when it didn't really happen isn't funny. That's blasphemy. Again, no offense. Please just understand. Shemun, I want to publicly apologize. And to all other Christians, I'm a Christian as well, and I see where you're coming from. I understand where you're coming from. And I meant no harm. I just probably went with the persona, with the Pastor Baby Boy, with the Pastor Baby Boy name. And I just feel like some of you guys liked the name and just stuck with it. But yeah, I'll be mindful of how I comment and say some things in relation to our religion. Yeah, thank you, Shemun. Black Man says, I'm new year. Black Man, have you told a friend about some? Have you even rated us 5-star? Black Man 06, you know you. Part 2 guys day, make una bring 2 babes. I beg this topic too sweet. Don't worry, Black Man, don't worry. Part 2 definitely for sure. T says, Isaac has suffered. Don't worry, operation, find Isaac a wife is still ongoing. Hey, he will be happy. That's the best news. If you guys are finding a wife for Isaac, best news that you can receive. Martina says, there really isn't anything bad though. They might just be truly friends and nothing in between. Psych. But God forbid, I don't feel take calm. It's very hard pill to swallow. And it's easy to say, one thing about like female and male besties, it's easy to say, oh, your partner can have an opposite sex friend, or until when you're in the relationship, then you understand, bro. Like you just understand that there are things that you can't take. There are some things that just, you know, is easier said than done, basically. So like I understand where you're coming from, Martina. Obviously, like they'd be best friends, they'd be besties, but like, it's just pain when you're seeing your partner get emotionally connected or always talking about someone else. It's just someone, man. You just start to think and you just feel a bit insecure. So that's understandable. So yeah, that's the end of the Spotify Q&A. And you know, as usual, one thing about Son and Jim podcast is that we have our honorable best Benjamin Ebeli. If you guys know Benjamin Ebeli is always one to use plenty grammar. So I'll read this in Benjamin Ebeli's voice. Hello, bro. Having a best friend of the opposite gender while in a relationship can be a tricky situation. It is important to communicate openly and honestly with your partner about the nature of your friendship to avoid any misunderstanding or jealousy. Trust and boundaries are key in maintaining a healthy dynamic between all parties involved. As long as there is trust, respect, and clear communication among everyone, just make sure you prioritize your partner's feelings and make them feel secure in the relationship. That's why I on the episode, I emphasized the responsibility you have as a person that has an opposite sex best friend and your partner. You know, there's a level of responsibility. You need to make sure everybody's equally given much love and attention. Like you just need to be very responsible with each other's feelings, your partner's feelings, and just find a way to make your partner understand and make them feel secure. Do you understand? And things Benjamin Ebeli couldn't have said it any better, man. Just have trust, respect, and clear communication. That's all you have to do. Respect. respect and trust is clear, bro. Three things are very important, and I feel like those are the things you need to also put into consideration when you're having a male and female bestie. So thank you, Benjamin Ebili, and thank you. You're probably like the only one that sends mail. you never fail to send us mail, and thank you so much. Yeah, I've gotten to the end of this very short episode. Hope you guys listened and enjoyed it, and make sure you guys are subscribed to the pod, subscribed on YouTube. Make sure you guys rate us 5-star, and please tell a friend to tell another friend. Thank you so much, and see you guys next week. Mwah. Bye for now.